The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at theofficertatum.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the first topic I need to talk about is Donald Trump making his big announcement declaring that he's going to run for president in 2024. Now, a lot has been going on all day. A lot has been going on yesterday. And I just know that what I'm going to say, some people may not like it. But I am here to tell you the truth. First and foremost, I think that Donald Trump did a really good job last night on his speech. I think that the speech was way too long. But I think that when he started the speech out, it was very motivating, very Trump-esque 2016. It really gave me the feeling of, yeah, let's get this country back. Let's get back on the road. However, I don't know if it's too late for Mr. Donald Trump. I don't think so. I like him. I would vote for him. No questions asked. But are other people in this country completely turned off, and has the media tarnished Donald Trump's brand? Brandon Tatum, why are you saying things like this? What's making you think this? Well, his daughter, Ivanka Trump, did not show up at his event and his big announcement. Now, that's not anything crazy. That doesn't mean she hate her father. But she made a statement to say, I'm not focusing on my family. I'm not focusing on politics. The turmoil that the media and the left put Trump and his family through, is it sustainable for another run in 2024? We have billionaires who spend tons of money in the Republican Party saying that they will no longer support a President Trump run. People have done polls, and I'll read this to you. It says new polls in multiple states hear who's the leader or leading amongst 2024 GOP voters. If you look at the polling, Texas Republican polls, our primary poll says DeSantis is 43%, Trump at 32%. Back in October, October the 23rd of this year, Trump was at 46%. DeSantis was at 29%. If you go through to multiple states, 2024 presidential GOP primary, in Iowa, DeSantis 48, Trump 37. New Hampshire, DeSantis 52, Trump 37. Florida, DeSantis 56, Trump 30. Georgia, DeSantis 55, Trump 35. Literally, DeSantis is up 11 points, 7 points, 7 points, 8 points. And it's not about what I feel. These are people who are polling. This is what America is trying to tell us. And I think that what they're trying to tell us is very disappointing, because it spells a disaster for President Trump re-election. I think I gave the Texas poll. Yeah, I just gave the Texas poll. This is reiteration of the Texas poll. But, I mean, when you think about the Iowa caucus, when you think about the state of Florida that went heavily for Donald Trump, you think about Georgia that should have went for Donald Trump if they wasn't stealing the election. You look at these numbers, and it has made a complete flip from Donald Trump to DeSantis. And I'm just trying to appeal to people to say, we may maintain a vigor and a enthusiasm for Donald Trump, but does the rest of the country? Are Republicans who are not as, I don't want to say radical because I don't think we're radical, but are Republicans who are not as enthusiastic about Donald Trump falling off of the bandwagon? Are they losing hope? Have they given up? Is the fight too much for them to bear? And they are backpedaling to a much safer, less controversial candidate. These are things that we are going to have to make a strong consideration into as we go into 2024. There is no time for playing nice. There's no time for feelings. There's no time for alliances to people. We have to think about our party. And I made the statement to say Donald Trump did exactly what I said yesterday he should have done if he didn't want to completely crash and burn. And I think he did it. He stayed away from divisive language. He did not attack DeSantis again. He did not talk about 2020. He did not talk about January 6th. He refrained from calling out the media. He stuck to the message of unity. He stuck to the message of successes in the midterms. And I thought it was phenomenal. And I thought he helped himself. But I wonder how many other Americans who are out there have decided that another candidate is a better option than Trump. I do not use the words of a turning on Trump because I don't think there's a such thing as turning on Trump in many cases. Some people have turned on Trump. But I think generally speaking, the general population, the people who I'm speaking to aren't turning on Trump. They just believe there's a better candidate for the United States of America. I want to know what you guys think. I mean, we talk about this the last several days on the show. People have called in. You can call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to know how many people are believing that Trump still have a chance and how many people are realistically believing that the party has to move in a different direction. I'm really wondering. Now, are they going to do the same shenanigans that they did to Trump, to DeSantis, if he decides to run? The answer is yes. They are not going to let a Republican skate through in the middle of the night and win an election. They are going to badger him. They are going to lie on him. They're going to call him a racist. They're going to call him xenophobic, homophobic. But let me explain this to you guys very, very simply. DeSantis' approval rating amongst Republicans and Democrats are probably much higher than what Trump has coming into 2024, and that may make a difference. But let me, I want to bring in a couple callers. I mean, maybe I'll wait till the second segment. I'm trying to not just have callers in all the time, all day long, all night. But, I mean, people are very interested in this topic, and I want to hear from the people. Because personally, the way I feel, it doesn't matter because I'm not the only one voting in 2024. The way I feel as a Republican, I'm not a representation of every Republican. And I can be naive and say that, yeah, every Republican thinks like me. Donald Trump is still my candidate. I want to hear from other Republicans that are you still believing that Donald Trump is your candidate? Even if nobody else is running but Donald Trump, the sentiment and the I can see the spirit in the air is shifting away from Donald Trump. And I may not like it. Many of you guys may not like it. But is it a reality? DeSantis is on every social media platform there is. DeSantis could be interviewed by Joe Rogan. Trump will never be interviewed by Joe Rogan, according to Joe Rogan. Will someone, DeSantis or Trump, be able to be captured by the other side? Let me just explain this. The Breakfast Club, it's a radio broadcasting network. I think they have videos as well. They do like a video podcast, like a morning show. And this is where they bring all of the Democrats and parade them in front of black people. They let Buttigieg, what is his name? They let Buttigieg come out and give his statement. They had Kamala, cackling Kamala, come on and give her statement. They had socialist Bernie Sanders come on and give his appeal to black folks. They have yet to have a Republican come on the Breakfast Club or any of these black blogs and black radio shows to have any Republican give a chance or have a chance to give a statement that the other side can actually hear. And I'm not saying that the black population is going to be the end all be all. You know, the Republicans can win without black people, if you want to be honest. However, where are Hispanics listening to the news? Are Hispanics being able to, I'm talking about the ones who only speak Spanish or speak Spanish primarily, listen to Telemundo and these other Spanish-only platforms. Are they hearing the message from Republicans or not? That's a big question we have to answer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back. Hold the phone.
And they said, here's what you do. Boot, edge, edge. Say edge like the edge of a building. Edge, edge. Boot, edge, edge.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to who? My listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel sets, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December the 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The Giza bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.99. And believe me when I say you will get the best sleep of your life on these. And they asked me, these what, Brandon? These sheets. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, and is now $39.98 with my promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379, use promo code Brandon, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is today. And now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. Right now, I'm offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December the 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.98. And believe me when I say to you, you will get the best sleep of your life on these sheets. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, but it's now only $39.98 with my promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. That's 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. I'll go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back. This is what I want from you guys. When I bring you in, I want to hear, did you vote for Trump 2016? Don't worry about the dates. Just say, did you vote for Trump? Did you vote for him twice? Will you vote for him again? Let me restructure that because I want to make it simple. I'm going to say, did you vote for Trump before? Will you vote for him again and why? That's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear. Give me a quick synopsis of why, but I want to know, did you vote for him? Will you vote for him in 2024? Why or why not? Let me start it for you. Yes, I voted for him in 2016. I voted for him in 2020. Donald Trump, as it stands today, I will vote for him in 2024. And the reason why is because I think he's the only chance that we have to win back our country. He got the leverage. He got the power. He got the juice that can win back our country as it stands. Okay, let me bring a couple of people in. Cherry from Spring, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi. Hi, Officer Tatum. Yes, I voted for President Trump both times. I don't think there's some trepidation. I don't think I would vote for him this time because it's another 4 years of sabotage, only half the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, and God knows who else. And then would anything get done? And if we pull DeSantis to run for president, then who's going to take care of Florida like he does?
Right. Great, great. Sherry, thank you so much for the call. I think that she brought up a good point. I would argue that there's a lot of Republicans like Ron DeSantis lining up to take over Florida, I think. Because I think there's a lot of people, and Florida wants somebody like that. All you have to do, and it could be somebody in his administration that I think could take over for him. You know, nobody's going to be DeSantis if he leaves Florida. But I think there are some people who are capable of running. I mean, maybe what's his name? He won the Senate seat there. Marco Rubio. I don't know. Maybe Marco Rubio is like DeSantis in a way, and he'll run Florida the way DeSantis ran it. But that's no here nor there. Let me get to the rest of you call. Let me get to the rest of the callers. John from Philly, welcome to the Off Statham Show.
Yes, I voted for Trump twice, and I will not vote for him again. He can't win, and it's going to be fun with the planes and the airports and him coming up and the jokes, but I'm not going to vote for him, and you're not going to win without my vote. And I don't mean that me like me in particular, but if I don't vote for him, if my group of people don't vote for him, conservative, independent, you're not going to win, so you're not going to win. He's just too undisciplined. You can hear him. He's too undisciplined to do this again. So if you vote for Trump, it's going to be another 52-46 loss. You know, just going to be fun for him and fun for you, but you're not getting my vote. Thank you.
Wow, John, thank you so much for the call. Hey, my vote, his vote may be different, but these people are out there. You know, we have to listen to them, whether we agree or not. Joe from Lexington, South Carolina, welcome to the Off Statham Show.
Hello, officer. Yes, I'm a Trump supporter, voted twice for him, would vote again. I think we're way early in our decision-making and our prognostications because the strategic oil reserves are out now. In a year and a half, when you pay in that $6 for gas and real grocery prices, you'll be rethinking this. And I don't think a new politician will be able to fix something like this. I think that Trump has the experience to fix the problems that you're going to see. And those problems are going to be severe, sir. And that's why.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Joe. Thank you so much for the call. All right, let me go to, let's see, Thomas from Nevada City, California. Welcome to the Off Statham Show.
Yes. hello, Officer Tatum. I did vote for Trump twice. I would vote for him again. I would vote for probably any Republican who wins the nomination over the Democrat. And I can't understand for the life of me why any Republican would not do that.
Right,
the last caller who said he wouldn't. So you won't vote for Trump if he's the nominee. What are you going to do, vote for the Democrat? Is that going to help us?
Right. Thomas, thank you so much for the call. Man, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I understand that people may not like him or not. I mean, it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, there may be a candidate that emerges. Just say Trump, for whatever reason, drops out of the race and he just don't run. And Ted Cruz runs or, like, I don't know. If Mitt Romney ran, I will hold my nose, throw up in my mouth a couple times and still vote for Mitt Romney over any of those Democrats. I just can't, we cannot let progressivism ruin our country. I think this is a sacrifice. Like people make sacrifices all the time, right? We make sacrifices all the time. This is a sacrifice that we're going to have to make, is if you don't like Trump, you say, well, I got to pick somebody. I can't just sit on my hands, because sitting on my hands doing nothing is a win for what I don't agree with, whether it's Trump or not. I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, whoever makes the primary, because right now people are saying Trump or DeSantis. I mean, regardless of who it is, it doesn't matter. If DeSantis comes out, even if I supported DeSantis over Trump, it doesn't matter, because if Trump win the primary, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm going to endorse Trump, you know, and not that he needs my endorsement, but I'm going to support him. I'm going to back him, and I'm going to vote for him in the election, because even as crazy as Donald Trump and undisciplined as some say he is, look at Joe Biden. I mean, did you see him? That fool missed the dinner. It's on a world stage. These are world leaders. And this fool is so sleepy and ridiculous. I don't know what he's doing. Then he gets in the meeting. He looks like he's dead. It ain't even a talking point from Republicans. Like, as a Democrat, how do you look at Joe Biden and say, man, I like, I mean, forget being irresponsible with the nuclear codes. Can he push the nuclear codes if he had to? I don't know where his mind is at. That dude is old and stupid looking. You are just the way he looks is an embarrassment to America. He's literally on stage looking like, where do I go? You've been a president for 2 years. How in the F do you not know where to go off the stage? You came on the stage this way. You go off the stage that way. Or maybe somebody tell you, Biden, when you go on the stage and you finish speaking, you go exit stage left. I speak for a living. I go around all over the country and speak. I know how to get on and off the stage. It ain't even that serious. I ask the people before I go on there, I say, hey, this is where I go. Okay, what way do I need to get off? Oh, just come back, hand us the mic. It's that simple. And if your president can't do that, what is happening here? Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Who in their right mind will vote for Joe Biden? Let me stop saying that. Because the vote for Joe Biden is not necessarily the vote for Joe Biden. The vote for Joe Biden is vote for a progressive America that's going to lead us down a rabbit hole of failures. You know, people are low information voters. Most people don't know what's going on in the world. That's why people like me exist. If you look at it, Donald Trump had our country going in the right direction. Whether you like them or not, all my friends who voted for Democrats in 2016, they said, nah, you know what? We were doing good under Trump. Everything's going good under Trump. I don't like what he say, but man, like economy was good. My 401k was good. Interest rates were low. I mean, you could go down a list. Like, we weren't worried about wars. All of the above. Like, your personal life. Your tangible things that actually mean more than just your emotions were doing well under President Trump. And if you look at COVID, you say, okay, COVID was a distraction. But after COVID is over, look at what they're pushing. I was just listening to The View earlier. Not watching it because I want to watch them. I would never subject myself and lose years of my life listening to these dumb women. But I see a clip of it, and they're talking about COVID is coming back. You know, I'm trying not to say words about people, but my God, you can't be that stupid. And then she asked the crowd, anybody got their fourth booster? And of course the crowd applauds because they tell them to applaud. What are you talking about, man? COVID ain't went nowhere. People still getting COVID today. What part of herd immunity, what part of we ain't going to die from it do you not understand? It's people that had COVID two or three times. Have you wondered, why nobody important have died from COVID? When I say important, I mean the president of the United States of America. That fool's 70 years old. He's half dead. He had COVID twice and didn't die. And he ain't got 5 and 6 boosters. Why didn't any of these other politicians die? Even the ones who didn't get vaccinated. Show me a politician that died from COVID-19. How is the politicians exempt? Show me an athlete that died from COVID-19, a prominent athlete in the NBA. They were getting COVID, weren't they? But none of them died. I mean, only people dying is like random people somewhere, maybe somebody you knew once. Why are none of the famous and popular people dying? Are they somehow immune to it? You telling me these celebrities going to Martha's Vineyard up at Obama's place, throwing a party, getting drunk and spitting on each other? You telling me, because remember before they rolled out the Fauci ouchie, remember when college football games were going on? They had 40, 50,000 people, 80,000 people in the stands, spitting on each other and screaming for 3 hours. We didn't have a mass death toll of college students. And you know they drinking, doing drugs, and spitting COVID. But you want me to believe COVID is coming back. I don't know how we vote for these people. How does anybody in their right mind vote for these people? Hating America is a talking point. What are y'all talking about? It's the greatest country on planet Earth. There ain't nobody doing it better than America. And we ain't perfect. Nobody, no person is perfect. No situation is perfect. But ain't nobody doing it better. That's why you haven't moved. Let's go down the list. Nobody should think that it's okay to transition your kids at 7 years old. They can't even clean up their room. They don't even brush their teeth without you begging them 30 times. But they know their gender. Grown people still, 40 years old, still ain't got married because they can't make a decision. But you think a 7-year-old know what they're doing when it comes to gender and love and attraction. I literally want to pass out thinking about how ridiculous our country has gotten and why we're even having these conversations. People think police officers are just shooting black people for no reason. I mean, we're in the twilight zone. We're living through the Matrix. There is no way whatsoever a rational person, not an irrational person, but a rational person would believe that cops are just shooting black people in the middle of the street for no reason. Can you at least watch the video? Can you at least watch the videos? Can you at least watch the black man pull a gun on the cop and get shot? Can you at least be reasonable? Can you at least watch him spit on the cop, swing on him, fight him, pull out a knife? Can you at least watch the video before you make such a ridiculous judgment? We don't want high taxes. We don't want high gas prices. The government is spending our money and blowing it. And some people are like, we want taxes to help the homeless. Your tax money ain't going to help nobody. Skid Row is still Skid Row 10 years later, and people didn't put billions of dollars into it. That money ain't going to homeless people, y'all. That money going to stupid political spending that's yielding you nothing in return. Let me tell you guys about Pure Talk before I lose my salvation. If you're looking for a cell phone company, and I would argue that you get the same coverage. I got the phone. I got an iPhone 13. You get the same coverage. Everything is literally the same, but they don't have overhead. They're not paying for all these employees and doing all this whole crazy stuff that these other companies do, and they're not living from a sense of greed, and they don't have to charge you as much. You get the same talk, text, data for $30 a month. You cannot beat it. The CEO is a U.S. veteran, USA veteran, and that's the reason alone to switch to Pure Talk. But the customer service is right here in the United States of America, and they're willing to give you half off your first month if you switch to Pure Talk today. All you got to do is text 250, say Brandon, or dial #250, say Brandon Tatum, #250, say Brandon Tatum.
On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Welcome back. Got a bunch of people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to get back to the subject. I want to hear from you about DeSantis Trump. The question was posed, did you vote for him before? Many people are saying they voted for him twice, and they'll vote for him again, or they're saying, I voted for him twice, I won't vote for him again. So I want to know, did you vote for him in the past? Will you vote for him again in 2024, and why? All right, let me get Peter from Augusta, Georgia. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed.
Well, I voted for him in 2018, and I will vote for him again. And the reason being is this. What people don't understand is that a third of the voters who voted for him in 2020, there's going to be a third of them that will not vote at all because they'll think it was rigged. There's no doubts about it because it'll have the same effect will happen that happened in Georgia.
Right. I agree. Peter, thank you so much for the call. I think you meant 2016, but yeah, I think this is why I've been pushing this on my social media, and I got to keep pushing it again. We got to get away from this rhetoric that the election was stolen every time there's an election. Like, I think there was issues in 2020. I think it was massive voter fraud. I think that voter fraud was consequential. Some people believe that there was voter fraud, but it was inconsequential. The government is telling us there was fraud, but they're saying it's inconsequential, meaning it didn't have an effect on whether or not Donald Trump won or not. I disagree with that. Everybody knows there was fraud going on. But there's no way whatsoever that we can continue down the path of saying every single election is stolen because people are not. What's the point of voting? Let me just tell you this. In 2020, they outsmarted us. In 2020, they used the legal system to cheat. They used the legal system. They legally cheated in many places. They changed the law. There was not, you know, it wasn't associated with the Constitution of the United States of America. They were doing things that they could not do. You look in Pennsylvania, they were changing laws at the last minute. They were going against the courts, telling them that they can't just change the law regarding voting at such a short notice. They did it anyway. They used that to their advantage, and they won many seats. And I'm just telling you, that was an anomaly. They didn't even cheat all the way down ballot. Many Republicans still did well in 2020. So we got to get away from thinking that everything is theft. I'll tell you this. If we show up to vote, there's not enough cheating that they can do to stop us from winning. And that is the truest thing that I could have ever said on this radio show. If we actually show up to vote, there's not enough cheating they can do to overcome an election. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to give you just a quick example. In the state of Arizona, how many Republicans did not vote for Carrie Lake? She's only down by, I don't know, like 10,000, 20,000 votes. What if 20,000 Republicans just didn't vote and another 5,000 just refused to vote for Kerry? Just because, like the gentleman said, he's not going to vote for Trump. Some people say, well, I'm not going to vote for Kerry. I'm just not. Just like they didn't want to vote for Trump, there's people that say, I'm not going to vote for Kerry Lake. That could have been 25,000 people. That's the election right there. Ain't got nothing to do with cheating. That's the election. Anyway, let me get a couple people in. We got to get away from it, man, because we are literally. Let me just give you this real quick. If I trick you into believing I'm doing something that I'm not doing, I don't have to do it anymore. If I make you believe that the election is stolen, we don't have to steal the election anymore. Because you believe it's stolen, you won't participate. So we don't even have to go through the process of stealing the election. You're going to sit at home because you think that we're going to steal the election in perpetuity. We got people on our side telling our people that machines are rigged from China somewhere. Let me just explain this real quick. And I swear to you, I'm going to move on. We have people on our side saying that China is controlling the machines as we speak. Now, I can say that could be true. But those same people are telling us, give me money, donate to me so I can win the election. Those same people that are saying they got machines that are doing the vote and they're stealing elections are the same people that are saying, give me money so I can help fight this in the court. And then don't go to court on none of those cases. The same people that are saying that they got the controls, they're doing it from another place and they can just tabulate votes based on percentages and that. But hey, Mitch McConnell didn't give enough to Republican candidates to win the election. It's like, which one is it, man? Either they got it rigged and we're never going to win again, or it's not rigged and we just need to put more money into these races and maybe we'll have a fighting chance. Now, that could be a combination of a little bit of both, but you can't tell me that they're controlling elections through the machines, but yet we have chances to win. And I'm telling you, it's ruining us. It's screwing us over. Jerry from Foster City, North Carolina, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. Big fan of yours. Always have been. Listen, I'd vote for Trump now, tomorrow. And I don't care if I was a dead vote, if he passed away, I'd still vote for him. But let me tell you something that I know real quick. I know for a fact in 2020, I can name one state. That's Georgia. I can name one name. That's Ruby Freeman. None of these news outlets, especially people like Vince Coakley, people like that, they want to act as if nothing was stolen at all. All you had to do is do your homework back in the day. You look up Ruby Freeman, you watch her in the Georgia arena pulling out them those suitcases full of envelopes, mm-hmm. Ballots. They already had ballots on the table they was working on. And then she'll go to her Facebook and they tell you why she done it. She tells you why she done it for the better of the good. So you can't tell me that from 10:30 at night, 1 in the morning, they estimated about 100 and maybe 70,000-80,000 votes, maybe a little less because there's four of them in that room when they shut it down for a water leak. I didn't see no water. And then, like I said, there's so many deniers out there in the news. Fox News is one of them. They was one of them in the beginning. They drove me crazy because I believe Hillary Clinton had some guy they hired up in there that they knew somehow or another. So next thing
Jerry,
you know,
I got to go to break. Talk about it. Yeah, Jerry, I got to go to break, but you're 1,000% right. You are 1,000% right. I mean, I remember that lady. I remember covering a video of her admitting to cheating, and I saw her pull suitcases from up under the table. When nobody else was in there, they weren't supposed to count. She's looking around. She pulled a cloth up, pulled the boxes out from up under the table. And I seen another woman putting the same ballots in the box 3 or 4 times. Stevie Wonder can see that they were cheating in that election. However, let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, a supplement that I use every day, look no further. Relief Factor is your supplement. I thought that I had to live with pain, with joint discomfort as a 35-year-old because I was a police officer and because I played college football, but that was not the truth. Once I started taking Relief Factor, my lower back pain went away, and I was surprised. And I said, man, I got to tell the world about how well this supplement works. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com to feel the same way that I do. Start with the 3-week quick starter. 3-week quick starter. Get it for 3 weeks. Watch it work. Order more. That's the recipe. Relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
You may not want to hear it, but is it true? The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Got a jet. I want to get somebody disagree with me. I thought I see him. I think it's, how you say your name? Antoni from Illinois. Welcome to the Officer Tatum. Maybe it's Antoine.
Yeah, can you
hear me? Illinois. Yeah, am I saying your name right? Is it Antoine?
Yeah, it's Antoine. You got it, bro. How's it going, Brandon?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. You disagree?
Yeah. Well, quickly, first, I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. So I just want to say that. And next, I wanted to say that I did vote Trump in 2016. But this election has to be about the candidate that has the best program and message that will cover all people. Whoever has the best message, and it cannot be based on a political party. It has to be based on who has the best message to resolve everybody's issues. But the point I wanted to mention to you, said something earlier, it was at the very beginning of the show. I just wanted to say, be careful with how you phrase it. You said something like, if you really want to know the truth, the Republican vote doesn't really need the African-American vote. And you want to be careful with that because that plays into the notion of what the Democratic Party loves to use. They love to use tribalism. They love to use division. They want to carve everything up. And it's a weapon that they use to try to get themselves elected. So what we want to do is make sure that everybody knows that they're inclusive in making it. Everybody is inclusive in what goes on in their state and in their city, you know, because there are blacks all over this electorate. And remember, when the founders set up that electoral system, they wanted to make sure that one state that had the most people didn't dominate the outcome. They wanted to make sure that every state, even if the electoral votes were lesser, that they all had a say-so in who has that position. So just kind of keep that in mind. I just think I would watch saying that because there's, you know, the Republic, there's a lot of blacks out there who are conservative, or let's just say people of color. Okay?
Right. Antonio, thank you so much for calling in. Dang, I'm running out of time. I got one minute. I want to respond to that real quick. I guess I got a couple seconds. Yeah, no, I don't disagree whatsoever. I think I want to clarify to make sure people understand where I'm coming from. There are people in Georgia, let's say in Georgia, 90%, 89% voted for Democrats, and Stacey Abrams got destroyed. So if they voted 99, 100% for Democrats or voted for Stacey Abrams, I still think that Brian Kemp would have still won. And so I'm saying that to say that if people somehow think they have to go up and beyond to pander and to try to manipulate people into voting, it's not going to work and it's not worth it. However, I think we should reach across the aisle and we should have these conversations because everybody does count in this election. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I love what the guy Antonio said that called in. You know, I just wonder sometimes what I mean, Antoine. I said Antonio. Lord help me, Jesus. Antoine. One of my good friends' name is Antoine. I like what he had to say because I like for people to give perspective to me about certain things. You know, sometimes I'm like, you know, I like for people to talk to me like I talk. And if a person was sitting me down and telling me, hey, man, you know, let's keep it real. Like, you know, you're allowing yourself to just only pick one side and you're going to pigeonhole yourself. And the reason why I say these things, because I want black people to understand this, is that you're going to get yourself to the point that if you only vote for one side, the other side is going to find a way to not need you. And they're never going to do anything that you want them to do, and they'll try to find a way to survive. Let me just give you an example. Donald Trump won the election pretty significantly in 2016, and I think he got like 8% of the black vote. That's almost no black people voted for Trump. Compared to out of the voters, 92% voted for Democrats, and Trump won by a lot against Hillary Clinton. And also out in Georgia, you have the Georgian governor winning by, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of votes he beat Stacey Abrams by, and black women voted like 90-something percent for the Democrat Party, and black men voted a little less, 80-something percent. And when you do that, you have to look at this. You have to say, am I being pursued equally by both parties? This is about money. It's about numbers and strategy. It's not about emotion or even race. If you spend $20 million on advertisement and you know that black folks ain't really going to vote for you anyway, for whatever reason, they don't even want to hear what you have to say, you're going to spend less of that money and you're going to speak less to that community than other places because you're not going to get their vote. That's what I think ends up happening. And I wish that black people in one election would say, I'm just going to vote for Republicans and see what happens. Because Democrats don't have to pursue anything with black people. They just throw you a little bone, tell you what you want to hear, tell the world that they care about you and that racism is still plaguing you and your communities are decimated and it's because of the rich white man. And throw you a bone every now and again, go on and talk to Charlamagne and bring you Cardi B and throw you a bone and make it seem like they really care about your community, and you're going to vote for them regardless. They're not pursuing accomplishing things for black people as they are for illegal aliens in this country. They just got up just right now and said, we want amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, and making the statement to say that these people really need our help and they're downtrodden and desolate. Well, what about the black people that live here? That are citizens of the United States of America that have historical damage done from ancestry, and you're trying to give amnesty for people that do not belong here. All that money that we spend on illegal aliens in this country every year, I just would argue that the people who are poor in this country should be peed off. The people who are downtrodden in this country, the people whose communities suck and the government have done nothing for them but lie. If you got money to send billions of dollars to Ukraine, you got money to spend billions of dollars on illegal aliens in our country, people who don't live here. And you can't fix the school system in the inner cities? I don't know what else to say. And when you see people of color consistently voting outside of their best interests, I'm telling you, you're working your way out of the rotation. Black people need to show an effort to be balanced. I looked in Georgia, Hispanics were 50-50. Whites were 70-30, 30% voted for Democrats, 70% didn't. Hispanics were around 50-50, and black people were 90% Democrat. And I know that there's black conservatives. I'm one of them. All of my friends are black conservatives. I don't have a black liberal friend. at all. I don't even hang around black liberal people. Not by choice, but just because that's not the environment that I live in. But black people need to really think to themselves, do you like the direction of legislation in this country? And who is it geared towards, and how is it not benefiting the inner city? I do not understand how Chicago has kids that are just dropping out of school and failing and can't read at second grade level and they're in high school. It's like, what are y'all doing with the money that we give you? What are y'all doing with the money? When are you going to prioritize inner city violence? Whenever there's a school shooting and there's a kid that goes to a school, he may kill two people. It's on every news channel, and they're saying, we got to do something. They're going out in the streets and crying. We got to do something. Gun violence has got to stop. We need to change. I'm calling for the government to change. The president comes out and says something. Three kids were killed in the inner city, in these black communities, poor inner city communities all around the country. Kids are getting shot, dome shotted in the head almost every other holiday. For sure, multiple kids are getting killed in the holiday weekends. I had a reporter here. We 7-year-old shot in the head in a drive-by shooting. Bullet comes through the house and shoot him in the head. We just had a situation right now where a black kid went and killed three football players, all black. There's no intensity. There's no sense of urgency to say we need to put an end to this. Black-on-black violence has gone too far. Rappers getting murdered for their chain. I mean, these dudes are millionaires. These are popular rappers getting shot and killed. I mean, I'm telling you, live in an inner-city black community if you want to. It's dangerous. It's scary in some of these communities. I grew up in Eastwood, Texas, a part of my life, not of my whole life. Gunshots every night. You know, you got people selling dope right on the corner. They up at the store. You don't want to say the wrong thing, wear the wrong thing. Somebody may think you gangbanging and end up getting killed over nothing. Getting killed over nothing. Why aren't politicians making this a big deal? This is an existential threat to the existence of black people. Why aren't they making it? Because they don't care. Because they know they have your vote. And all they got to do is talk about it. Talk about the things in which they can blame the white man for, blame the Republican for. And then they'll know they'll get most of y'all already in there. They just want to make sure we stay right around this number. And they're trying to do the same thing with Hispanics, and they're trying to do the same thing with illegal aliens. It's very clear to me that the reason why they do not want to fix the border issue is because they want as many illegals as they can to come into our country. And they want to grant them status all at one time. And so they see that the party that granted them legal status, go vote for me. Millions upon millions upon millions. They don't care about what's happening to the inner city. They don't care about what's happening to the population in the United States of America. They don't care if gang members come over, MS-13, terrorists. They don't care about none of that. They want to keep that thing open, turn a blind eye to people being raped, children being kidnapped, sold into human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name it. They do not care. If they did, they would put an end to all this illegal immigration that's benefiting the cartels. They want them to come into our country. They love the fact that they're flying under the radar. They love the fact that they don't have health insurance, and they're spending government dime to protect these people and take care of them. And that fateful day that they can get it passed, they're going to say, hey, we're the ones gave you citizenship because we care. And we really wanted you to be here. Go vote for us. That's a new demographic and a new voting class. And let me tell you what's going to happen to black people. They will never talk about black people again. They will never cater to you again. They will never talk about another George Floyd situation again. Because they have a new voting class that without you, they will still win an election because they're going to engraft a new voting block of tens of millions of people who are not going and aborting their children. They're having 5 or 6 kids. I'm telling you, and I'm trying not to be, hey, I don't want to offend black people on here, but I'm just telling you what I see the writing on the wall becoming, and it's going to be over because they're going to be speaking Spanish the whole debate this time. I remember y'all remember them speaking Spanish on the debate. They're going to be speaking Spanish the whole debate. They ain't going to need to speak a lick of English. Pandering. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Man, there is an article that my producer sent me that I didn't read, and I need to, I didn't speak about on the air, and I need to speak about it, but I first need to tell you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, y'all already know who he is. He wants to give back to my listeners because you guys have done so much to help build MyPillow. You guys have been such great patriots supporting MyPillow all of these years, and he wants to give back. And so right now they're having exclusive offers on the bed sheets and the MyPillow six-piece towel sets. And they're also offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December the 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.98. And believe me when I say these are incredible bed sheets. I sleep on them every single night, so I can tell you firsthand that they are incredible bed sheets. The six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton and comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, but it's now just $39.98 with my promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon. All right, I was reading this article in a break, trying to get through all the material that my producer sends me because I don't even know how this guy does it. He has all of these papers, there's 70-something pages worth of stuff he sent me. But this GOP mega donor ditching Donald Trump was a really interesting article. And it's from the New York Post, so take it or leave it. But it was interesting. I'm going to read it to you because I think it lays out very succinctly, whoever wrote this, at what we're looking at. And let me read it. It says, more and more big money bundlers, which is a dumb word, or abandoning former President Donald Trump's bid to return to the White House in 2024 in favor of the rising GOP star like Florida Ron DeSantis. It says two New York-based billionaires, a metal mogul, Andy Sabin, and the private equity CEO, Steven Schwarzman, have each spoken out against the 76-year-old Trump in recent days. This is a quote from Sabin. He says, I'm not giving Donald Trump a effing nickel. Sabin, who contributed $120,000 to Donald Trump's unsuccessful 2020 reelection campaign. So he only gave $120,000 to Trump, but he said, I'm not messing with Trump no more, and he gave his reasons. He also said, at the end of the day, people stay away from Donald Trump. He endorsed candidates who were not successfully or necessarily qualified unless they said, I love you, Donald. I may disagree with that, but that's what he said. Now, according to CNBC, Sabin contributed $55,000 this year to pro-DeSantis PAC and plans to back the Florida governor if he gets in the 2024 presidential race. Now, that was okay. $120,000 you give to Donald Trump because you care about him and you decide not to give to him. That's okay. That's a pretty good amount of money. But this is the crazy one. The guy Schwarzman, he contributed $3 million to pro-Trump America First Action Super PAC in 2020. $3 million. He's given more than $35 million to Republican candidates in the past election cycle. And he told Axios, I don't know how to say that. Why can't I not read today? In a statement Wednesday that he, too, was done with former President Trump. I want to read a quote from him, and then we'll go from there. He said that it's time that the Republican Party, it's time for them to turn out a new generation of leaders. And he said that I intend to support one of them in the presidential primary. America does better when its leaders are rooted in today and tomorrow, not today and yesterday. The defection of Sabin and Schwarzman comes after Citadel hedge fund CEO and founder Ken Griffin I know y'all seen that clip of Ken Griffin talking about FTX. He gave more than $60 million to GOP midterm candidates. Like this, he said, I don't, he want nothing to do with Donald Trump. And he also gave $5 million to Ron DeSantis for his reelection campaign in the state of Florida. Obviously, he had a bunch of quotes saying that he loved Ron DeSantis and that it's time to move on and move forward. Between the Citadel CEO and Schwarzman, which you know, a hedge fund manager and a private equity CEO, between the two of those CEOs, you're talking $60 million to GOP midterms and $35 million to Republican candidates. I mean, if I'm doing the math right, let me do that again. We got $60 million and $30 million. That's $95 million. That's almost $100 million between two people that have now said that, we're not supporting Donald Trump. And I haven't heard not one Democrat, billionaire, millionaire, enthusiast turn their back on Joe Biden, even though he's dumber than a bag of rocks. Haven't seen not one of them turn. The reason why we took an L in this election, in my opinion, is that they are just outspending us leaps and bounds. I told you guys yesterday, and I said this to my wife when I was at home. I was shocked. I almost fell out the chair. I said that, you know, looking at the numbers, Mark Kelly raised $75 million. Not 75 million. Yeah, 70. He raised $75 million in his reelection. And Blake Masters only raised $9 million. I think Kerry Lake only had $12 million. Mark Kelly raised more money than Kerry Lake and Blake Masters combined. And if I do my math right, let me see, what would that be? $20 million? $20 million together? They only raised $20 million together. Blake Masters raised Mark Kelly raised $75 million by himself. That's not even including super PACs. I mean, we can say every candidate in the state of Arizona. You can put all the candidates together. I think Mark Kelly raised more money than every Arizona candidate together. In one race, he raised more money. Talking about Georgia, Herschel Walker, $32 million. Warnock, in a runoff, he's barely skating along. He was able to raise $72 million. Like, we need to start looking at the logistics. Now, we the people will vote for Trump and maybe raise him some money. I think he got $100 million in his bank account right now. But when you got people that are donating over two people that are donating over $90 million to Republicans, I mean, I would argue that DeSantis may even raise more money than Trump if he got into the primary. Like, I'm really worried, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really worried that I want to talk about other stuff, but I'm really worried that this may be actually the end that we are trying to avoid admitting to. And I'm not saying these are the only two wealthy people who donate to Republicans, but like, I'm feeling the vibe. Like, I'm feeling the vibe that people are trying to turn in a different direction. And we are on an island believing that everybody's thinking like we are. And I think we may be rudely mistaken. And it's going to cost us if we don't think about it and really give a sure consideration of, is this the end or is too premature to determine? Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You know, it's interesting. I just really, really, really want to move on from this subject, but I mean, I'm very concerned. Like, I'm concerned for our country, and I'm concerned at the outcome, and will people accept or will they not accept if the Republican Party went in a different direction. It's a very interesting concept. I guess tomorrow I'm going to do a little more research on this. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I think I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I have a speaking engagement in Prescott, Arizona. So I'll be out. I'm sure that we'll have someone fill in. I think Carl will fill in for me, Carl Jackson. I think he'll be here. I just have to make sure before I tell y'all that, and he can't make it either. But I got to do more research about this FTX thing because it's very interesting. I just want to give you a brief synopsis. This company called FTX, ran by a young man named Sam Bankman-Fried. He's the founder of this company. It is a crypto exchange company called FTX. Now, it's some shady stuff that went on because people were sending their money. It's just, me and my wife watched this documentary where this exact same thing happened in Canada somewhere. This guy takes your money in an exchange. And, you know, of course, he's having you hold your money in it. And, you know, people got their money just locked into this thing. People are making investments. They're exchanging and exchanging currency. And I think that's how it works. But let me not get too in the weeds. I got to do more research. But it's somewhere, something related to that. And he was using people's money to then either donate to Republicans, funnel money to do his own private investments and other things like that without the knowledge of the people who's supposed to have some type of a trade in integrity or have at least the security I won't say the benefit of, that's not the word I'm looking for. But they should have a level of security that they're trading is secured. Instead of that, he went on to manipulate their money, end up losing billions of dollars in a week. When that tremendous loss happened, a lot of financial people begin to investigate into what happened there. What is this all about? And they could see that he funneled tons of money to Democrats. And there was a Zelensky connection in here, which the Ukrainian government denied. Let me just read this thing because it may be a little better of a explanation than what I could say. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX, was a major contributor to the Democrat candidates during the midterm election cycle, funneling most of his donations through a little-known political action committee. Overall, in 2021 to 2022, Bankman-Fried donated approximately $38 million to various candidates and PACs, mainly giving his cash to Democratic candidates and left-wing groups, according to the Federal Elections Commission filings, the FEC. The majority of the political givings went to the Project Protect Our Future PAC, a group founded in January that is dedicated to boosting candidates committing to preventing further pandemics. All right, let me go down to the Bankman-Fried wired an initial $9 million in February to the PAC shortly after it was created. FEC records show that he then made three additional donations worth $18 million between March and June, increasing his total contributions to Protect Our Future PAC to $27 million. And it says Bankman-Fried's contributions accounted for roughly 95% of roughly $28.5 million raised by the PAC. The only other major contributor to the PAC was Nishad Singh. I think that's how you say his name, which is the business partner of Bankman-Fried and a top FTX executive who gave $1 million to the group the same day Bankman-Fried wired his initial contributions in February. I mean, if that's not some fraudulent scheme set up where you establish a company and then you give all the money to the company as a donation through the cryptocurrency that you've manipulated through people who have bought into your system. And then you end up going bankrupt, losing billions of dollars. I'm going to see if I can find a part in here where it talks about the billions of dollars lost. But there's a bunch of Democrats that are associated with this, mostly Democrats. There are some Republicans associated to FTX. But, I mean, it is a crazy thing. I'm going to do some more research on it so I can give a full explanation about it. Maybe I'll bring in an expert to talk about it because it's really crazy. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, look no further. Relief Factor is your supplement. I've been taking Relief Factor for the last several months, and I feel great. Taking Relief Factor, I know a bunch of people who take it. It works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be talking about it. My mother-in-law takes it. Warehouse manager takes it. I know Sebastian Gorka is the one gave me Relief Factor. So it works. It's a good supplement. Give it a try. Start with the three-week quick starter for $19.95. Get started. Try it. Watch it work. Order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. Take it now.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. Faith, not fear. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Tell you guys about this new documentary series called Border Battles. Literally, illegal drug trafficking is turning our southern border into a war zone. Not many people are talking about it, but the documentary created by Turning Point USA, Border Battles, is talking about it. It's a new six-part documentary series that you can get on salemnow.com. The documentary exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and illegal drug trade. Speaks about the Jalisco cartel, which is a smaller or a new generation of the Sinaloa cartel that's created the worst overdose death crisis in American history. Fentanyl is flooding our streets, killing tens of thousands of people. Border Battles reveal how illegal immigration, human trafficking, and America's drug crisis has only been made worse by decades of government neglect. Today's drug cartels are militarized with sophisticated weapons, tanks, drones, you name it. They're literally having these turf wars on our southern border. We've never seen anything like this in our country's history. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battles now. Download the full six-part documentary series on salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a bunch of people calling in. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get a couple people in, then I'll finish the conversation I was having. Let me go with Julie from California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Much respect to you. So I'm going to go back to what you were talking about, the money giving to the Republicans. So I donated a lot of money, and I'm just an average Joe blue-collar worker. And I donated money, and they actually charged me more than what I was donating. So there's one thing that left a bitter tongue. The second thing is I don't agree with you. I think what people need to do is get off their tails, and we actually have to do grassroots. I know it's hard because we have families. And we have work, so I think all that, you know, we can't get off. But I think we need to do neighborhood per neighborhood. There is actually a San Bernardino Patriots that are grassroots, and they're awesome. And I think we just have to really work with them. Wherever your area, your region, we actually have to do grassroots and start going being foot soldiers. And walking door to door. I think that's the only way to send the money.
Yeah, what Julie, where do we disagree? I agree with you.
Because all week, I mean, I listen to you all the time, and all week you keep saying, oh, we got to give money. Yeah, it is true that there is a financial thing there. But you know what? We could take it without the money. We can take all of it, make it all red. First of all, there's a lot of divisiveness up on the red side. I don't know what the heck they're thinking. But other than that, I think you got to let your callers know that we got to do grassroots. We got to hit those areas like San Bernardino County. We're red. We're literally red. We are big and red.
Julie, thank you so much for the call. Now, I agree with you. I think that there's a multiplicity of ways to do it. I think when I bring up the financial aspect of it is because you have mailers, you have volunteers, you have people that you pay, you have staff. That money can take you a long ways. And I'll tell you what, now with technology, we do have to do all of it. But, I mean, think about if you pay for an advertisement on television with 600,000 people watching. I mean, that's a big deal. You know, and you pay for that advertisement, 600,000 people are watching it, you know, some show every week. I mean, you're going to end up getting millions and millions of hits on an advertisement where a politician can actually, people can see them talk and hear their appeal, and that can be really, really beneficial. That can make or break a person's campaign. So I think the money is incredibly important, because you can then fund people to go out and help with your election. You can have some volunteers as well. But I think money is important. I think those are two different arguments. I think that there's a strategic way to do it. There's strategy. There's boots on the ground. But then sometimes, you know, in a way, you have to fund that. There's people that go out. There's people that work. But there's also people that you need to fund that. Like, they got foot soldiers. I saw in Pittsburgh, or I was in Ohio, or I was in Pennsylvania or Ohio, I can't remember which state. The Democrats are literally giving people $200, $250 to help get people to turn out to vote. And that's completely legal. I think I was in Ohio. That's completely legal. And so when you talk about, if you had a candidate that had $20 million, how many people do you think will take $250 to help people get out to vote? I mean, people will jump out, bend over backwards to do that. So that's a portion of why we need money. But, you know, I do think we got to get more active. Like, I mean, we got to vote, too. We got to turn out the vote. Like, there's so many people that are not voting. They're just not showing up. And I think the rhetoric is what's killing us, by people just pushing that they stole the election, they steal an election, they steal an election, it's all rigged. That has really hurt us. Because if you really think they rigged the election, then why would you ever show up? And that's like our worst enemy, is for us not to show up and vote. But I do not disagree with Julie on the fact that we got to do some grassroots work too. I mean, the Democrats are literally going to old folks' homes. They're going to Skid Row. They're going to these places where people are forgotten. And they're making sure they sign up, and they're making sure they vote. Now, I don't know if they're voting on their behalf or not, but at least they're going out and trying to communicate with people that normally people are not communicating with. You know, we should be thinking of that strategy as well. How many people in college campuses are not voting? How many young people in the state of Arizona, let's say the state of Arizona, young people in the state of Arizona that are not registered to vote, although they live here, they're getting in-state tuition. They live here. They live in the state of Arizona. They just have not made an attempt to vote. They just don't think it's important. We should be on campus making sure, and I know that Turning Point USA does a really good job at doing this, but we need to be more effective at trying to get as many of these young people on campus to register to vote, because that's tens of thousands of votes that we're just leaving on the table. And, you know, those Democrats are coming through. They coming through and telling them, hey, do you want your student loan debt to be forgiven? 1,000%. 1,000%. But I got to cut what I was saying to get to Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, look no further. Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and I think it's an incredible supplement. I would not change out Relief Factor for any other supplement that I've ever taken in my life. It really works. My lower back pain went away. I feel great. I feel much younger. Even though I'm 35, I feel like I'm in my 20s taking Relief Factor. So I want you to get started with Relief Factor. Get started with the three-week quick starter. $19.95 is the price point. That's incredibly inexpensive for what Relief Factor can do for you. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do by taking Relief Factor.
Need more of Brandon? The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts.
and gentlemen, welcome back. Let me just say this, because I want to just follow up on what Julie said, is just make a final point, is that I think that we need to do both. Money is very important. Whether we believe it or not, these Democrats are running ads all over television, spending tens of millions of dollars, and we have what we call low information voters. And people, if they see Mark Kelly on television every day, five times a day, they're going to vote for Mark Kelly. I don't care what you tell them. You come knock on their door, and after you leave, you could talk to them. They may like what you have to say, but then they see Mark Kelly 200 times from the time that you leave their house to the time they go vote. They may get swayed. So we do need to do grassroots groundwork. My wife is doing it right now. I think today was the last day for us to help people fix their ballots so that it can count in this election. But my wife went out and did it, worked with the GOP. And so we have to do stuff like that. There's more proficient ways to do things. We can get better at it. But, you know, I want you to just think about this for a minute. If you were a politician and you were saying, hey, I want to be elected to this position, and somebody said, nah, I'm gonna give you $10,000 and good luck, do you think you would do better off? Even if you had grassroots, do you think you would do better off if you had $30 million? You can hire a whole team of people to work your social media, to work your outreach programs, to work your student coalition, to work your, you could go down a list, to book you for speaking at churches, be a personal assistant, for you to fly around the country. I mean, you're going to need access to go and do donations. I mean, you know, to go get donations. You know, I think people don't understand the nuance of that. Like, if you go look at the FEC report of some of these politicians that are major, they probably spend $1 million on travel, especially the ones who are getting money from all over the country. They fly here, they fly there, and if you're doing all that, you'll be flying private. So you're flying private jets here, to go meet Trump, to go meet DeSantis, to go campaign with Glenn Youngkin, to go campaign with Brian Kemp, to go campaign with people in, you know, California and all of the above. It costs you a lot of money to do those things. And then you'll be able to raise money, meet people, you know, get deals, meet billionaires, take them out to dinner, you know, fancy them up a little bit. They'll give a lot of money to you. I think that's what they do, and it takes money to do that. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.